This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We got schools going after homeschooling parents still. Going to do a bunch of emails. Probably take some calls later on in the hour. Don't bother calling yet. I still have a bunch of stuff I want to say. And the law. Non-compliance with the law. We'll talk about that and so much more. But I want to get to a couple emails first because I have been negligent. And now we are going to do a serious dig in, Chris, on emails tonight. If you don't like that, fine.
Changing people's lives.
That's what I'm doing over here. Hello, Oracle. I'm just writing as a concerned parent and hope you can give some advice. There's a K-8 school in Colorado has a teacher who's been distributing pro-homosexuality pamphlets to his students. Jeez. The pamphlets not only glorify the culture, but have a list of every gay flag and what it represents. From my understanding, this teacher's been reprimanded, but will receive no discipline at this time. The school is trying to cover it up. Should my wife and I pull our kid out of school? Please don't say my name. Of course, I would never say your name unless you specifically tell me to, Adam. No, that's not his name. No, seriously, I will never say your name. Okay. Let's have a talk about government schools. I'm not naive. I grew up in government schools. That's all we had. All right. I've never been to any private school. I don't think I ever laid eyes on a private school until I was well into adulthood. And they weren't even great schools where I was going. It was just whatever the school was, that's where I went to school, just like you. We have got to adjust our way of thinking on the right. How many videos, well, pieces of audio for you, how many pieces of audio have I played for you on this show of teacher after teacher after teacher after teacher bragging about doing whatever they can do to indoctrinate your student? We have this way of thinking on the right, and it is dead wrong. We hear the word teacher. We do this with three different professions, and it drives me crazy. We have to change it for all of them. There are three different professions where we automatically assign a certain level of respect the second we hear the profession. I despise this. General, we love generals. Oh, he's a general. Man, look at all those ribbons and medals. Whoa, I bet he did some brave stuff. Probably shot some bad guys. Man, general. That's so cool. Most of the generals suck. They're completely useless political losers who've spent most of their career throwing the men underneath them, underneath the bus, so they can advance. Generals, flag officers in general, suck. We don't even produce good ones anymore. I had a good buddy of mine in the Navy. Forgive me, Lord. I had a good buddy of mine in the Navy. He came to me and he told me one day, Jesse, you know all those great generals and admirals from World War II? And I said, yeah. He said, not one of those guys could get promoted. Every one of those guys would get kicked out of the service today. Your generals are pieces of crap. But yet you hear the word general and you think, wow, that's pretty cool. Pretty, whoa, he's an admiral. Wow. Something else we do. Doctors. We always do this. Man, he's got a white lab coat on. Look at the look, he's got his degree from MIT or wherever he went to school. Right there. Right there. Man, wow. Look, he even has charts and graphs. He uses big words. Man, my doctor must be a pretty smart dude. He must be great. Really? Ask your doctor if kids should receive the COVID vaccine. Ask him or her. Stop assigning a level of respect to your doctor he or she doesn't deserve. Oh, you may have a great doctor. I finally found one down here after years of searching. You may have a great doctor. The odds are your doctor is a system-serving loser, and you would be better off treating yourself. You know that? Your doctor probably, not might, probably sucks. Stop hearing the word doctor and thinking, wow, that's really cool. And we do the same thing with teacher. Now, let me clarify something. All three of these professions actually have something else in common. Doctor, general, teacher. One good one can change your life. One good one has the power to change your life. I think I had two or three teachers who I would say had a huge part in changing my life. There are wonderful teachers out there. You need to assume your kid's teacher is trying to indoctrinate them. And you need to assume that because these communists, they go through the university system and they, again, they are intentional about what they do and how they live. They are seeking out the teaching profession, not so they can teach Aiden, Jaden, and Braden their ABCs. They are seeking out the teaching profession because you, mom, dad, a loving home, raising your kid with values, maybe you even go to church. Oh, gross. They want to break your children away from you. That's why they do this. You know that's why they push the gay stuff on kids, right? There's a way of thinking on the right that they're trying to turn kids gay. That's not it. That's not it. That's a byproduct. They're not trying to turn kids gay. They're trying to turn kids against you. You and your values. Ugh. Values holding them back from destroying this country like it deserves. These people go into the teaching profession because they are purposely trying to break your children. If you have a K through 8 teacher in your child's school, not only bringing this stuff up, but handing pamphlets out to the students, and you can't find a way to have this teacher removed from the school, you need to turn the radio off, press pause on the podcast if it's school hours when you happen to be listening, and you need to get in your car, take an hour off work, break the speed limit on the way there. I'm kidding, drive safely. On the way to school, and grab your child and pull them out of that school as fast as you would pull your child out if they accidentally fell in the wolf enclosure in the zoo, because that's exactly where they are. These people are ravenous wolves, and we even make excuses for them on the right because we have this addiction to useless niceness. Where we say, oh, just misguided. Oh, she's a little kooky. She is a predator. He is a predator, and they're looking at that baby you adore. They're looking at it like a wounded sheep, and they're licking their chops, and they're coming for them, and they're purposeful about it. And even if your child resists, they'll be more purposeful about it. They have goals, and it's not teaching the ABCs. They're trying to break your child. They're trying to break them away from you, trying to break whatever values you've put in them. They want your child to be miserable, anxiety-ridden, not know who she is as a woman or who he is as a man. They want your child questioning even the fact he has a penis. They want your child on anxiety medication at the age of 13, hardcore drugs by the age of 18. They want your child to despise you and despise themselves. They want it. They are purposeful about it. And we have better wake up to the fact there are wolves, not one or two. They are all throughout the teaching profession in this country. And I'm not even talking about universities. At the earliest level, your child's kindergarten teacher, you have to assume he or she is filth until you find out otherwise. You know what I've done? I'll tell you this right now. Right when St. George Floyd died, and I saw all this endless racist America-hating filth infect every single part of my culture, you know what I did? Immediately, phone call to the head of my kid's school. Hey, we need to meet. We need to meet. We need to sit down for coffee. And if he had told me no, my kids would have been gone that day. He told me yes. We sat down, and we had a very hard, very pointed conversation about what my kids will and won't be learning in that school. Now, by the grace of God, I got nothing but answers that just made me stand up and cheer, and it's been wonderful. There they were, right back to school, pro-America, maskless, being normal little boys. Have you had that hard conversation yet? I don't want to make her uncomfortable. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Okay, it's only your kid. I certainly don't want to make you uncomfortable. Your kid's not worth being uncomfortable for, right? Or is that child the most precious thing, the most precious responsibility you have? That child, they need your protection. They're kids. They can't protect themselves. Assume your kid's teacher is a wolf. If they're handing out pamphlets like that, get your kid out of the school. Get them out. All right. Now, we have to talk about the law. The law! That's the, somebody's violating the law! Chris, we need that Judge Dredd sign. The Judge Dredd sound. I am the law. That's great. Before we get to the law, go buy something nice for your feet. Look, if we're going to waltz our way into a Great Depression, we might as well do it in some my slippers or some sandals or some slips. And might as well not have feet and back problems when you're on the way in there. Look, in all seriousness, they have everything that goes on your feet on MyPillow.com right now. It's all on sale. Don't wait for Christmas time. Because the sales on the slipper stuff's not going to be there at Christmas time. It's there right now. You want a good gift for mom, dad, husband, wife? You know who loves having comfortable things on their feet? Everybody! Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. That's if you're driving truck. I don't want you to browse it on your phone. 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't worry, I'm gonna get to some calls and some things later on, but there's some headlines and stuff I need to get to, and I've been way behind on emails. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Saw this headline today from Fox News. Pentagon in, quote, potential non-compliance with the law after denying vaccine religious accommodation requests. This is according to the Inspector General. And I'm actually not ripping on whoever came up with this story or this headline. I get it. But I'll be honest. I'll be frank with you. It gave me a little bit of a snicker. Because people should understand. I mean, you do understand that virtually nothing this government has done, especially over the last 2 years, is lawful, right? You know, you understand. Get this. Wrap your mind around this. You understand that your governor does not have the authority here in the United States of America to tell you you're not essential and close your business. You know that that's a blatant violation of your rights. That's a blatant violation of the law. We have, now, hold on. You know what? I better look this up because, boy, it's been a while since I looked at it. Let me see here. What does the First Amendment say? Because as I look this up here live on the air, it's very professional. As I look this up live here on the air, you should know that a pastor had church, had church in Florida when coronavirus broke out, and he was placed under arrest. To this day, you can go look at him, picture in handcuffs and his mugshot, which is weird. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You understand that in the United States of America, you're allowed to have church whenever the hell you feel like having church. You understand that? Virus, no virus, that is a guaranteed right you have under the Constitution of the country. They slapped the man in handcuffs. You know how many government officials have been arrested for arresting that man? Zero. None. We don't have a lawful government. You know that the Department of Justice, working with the teachers' unions to send the FBI after parents who were angry at their school board, you know that's about 10 different violations of the law, right? Because we want to believe in certain things, we get very naive about certain things, especially on the right. We bring up things all the time like the law, the Constitution. That's against the law. I actually had somebody say to me yesterday, I love this, when I was ranting against these useless GOP senators joining with the communists on some federal gay marriage bill, which is actually a federal attack on the church bill. That's what it'll be. And it's a bill that'll be used to attack what's viewed as a big political opponent for Democrats, white Christian churches. They despise them, so they're going to use a law like that to attack them. And I actually had somebody on the right, on our own side, I kid you not, say to me, Jesse, they're not going to do that. That'd be a violation of the First Amendment. And I almost didn't have the heart to even argue. That kind of naivete is childlike. Do you think the communist, in his quest to destroy his enemies, do you think you're going to hold the Constitution up to him and he's going to go, oh, dang it. I was going to use the full force of the government against my political opponents, and I was going to jail them and crush them and hurt them in unimaginable ways. But this daggone Constitution, dang, guys, I guess we can't. It says it right here in the First Amendment. We're not allowed to. Dang it. That's such a bummer, guys. If you honestly believe that, I'm really not being mean. Please get yourself some help. I'm serious. If you really believe that, I want you to go seek out some professional help. You're somebody, I'm not judging you. Who knows what you're going through? Maybe there's a chemical imbalance. Maybe there's drugs, or maybe there's some kind of loss. Maybe you have a brain tumor. I don't know what it is, but your brain actually isn't working right at all. You have the brain of a toddler who actually believes things like that. If you believe the communist is going to be dissuaded by the law, it's time to grow up. It's time for you to step out of that world with the rainbows and unicorns and stuff and come on into this world. This is what we call the real world. This is reality. And in reality is when the communists have taken over every single institution, including the FBI, Department of Justice, when they've taken over all of the institutions, the law is whatever they say it is. Whatever they say it is. I'm reminded, my buddy Ilya Shapiro, he's one of these super law nerd type, super smart guy, and he got hired at Georgetown Law. And then, of course, he said something on social media, and of course, it turned into a big thing. And he went to a college, one of these elite universities, Georgetown, to speak. And he's there. This is Georgetown Law. We're not talking about some crap university like the kind I could get into. This is the best of the best, Georgetown Law. And I remember watching, there's still a video of it. I remember watching all these vicious little monsters in law school sit there and shouting at him and chanting so loud he wasn't able to speak. Just vicious little communist little troglodytes. And I remember thinking to myself, not just how evil and vicious these little monsters were. I remember thinking to myself, oh, I can't wait to be put on trial one day and have one of those kids be the judge. Have one of those kids be the district attorney. The law? Let's please wake up and grow up. Please stop citing the law to me as something that's going to save you. Stop citing the Constitution to me as something that's going to save you. If the communist has no use for it and doesn't acknowledge it, well, then it doesn't matter. I hate saying that, right? I love it as much as you love it. It's a wonderful document. It really laid out what has been a free country for 200 some years. But please, please, let's wake up and let's grow up. The law, the Pentagon violated the law. Everything this country did in relation to the COVID and the vaccine and the mandates and the lockdowns, everything we did was a blatant violation of your rights and a violation of the law. And they did it without hesitation, and they bragged about it. They told you to thank them for it. A violation of the law. Of course it's a violation of the law. There's no law anymore. What is it my buddy Steve Day says all the time? We're not a nation of laws. We're a nation of political will. That's pretty much true. This is about power. Acquire it and use it, or they're going to do the same to you. All right. Now, we're going to get to these subpoenas for Trump and a bunch of emails. Someone wants to ask about Joe McCarthy. All that and more still to come tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're only halfway through. We're at the hump. We're on the back end of it now, but just barely. There's still so much to do. And I realize before I get to the DOJ and the subpoenas and the email roundup, and I'll get to the calls at some point in time here, 877-377-4373. Before I get to any of that, I need to tell you something that's been happening to me lately. And I think sometimes maybe I'm reading too much of the news. Sometimes I need to make myself get away more for a day or two, and this is what I mean. We have a gas station. Well, we have a few gas stations in my area, but one of the ones that's closest to my house, and it's on my way home half the time. I take different ways home, but it's on my way home half the time. The guy who works there, at the time I normally stop there, he is either the friendliest human being ever, or I think he's a spy, a foreign spy. One, definitely a foreigner, foreign name, foreign accent, the works. Yes, right, I am judging because I'm an American, definitely a a foreigner of some kind. But it's more than hi, how are you? That's not, I don't want to act like that's what the guy's doing. This is the stuff he does. I'm not even kidding. The latest interaction I had was this, and this is not uncommon. Hey, just getting off work. And I don't ever answer questions like this about myself because I've taught my sons, like, you don't ever answer those questions. That's how people get information out of you. So I'll lie. Oh, yeah, definitely getting off work. Oh, you live around here? Are we going to exchange Christmas cards or something like that? So I lied about that, too. No, just passing through. Oh, yeah, what do you do for a living? I'm not making this up. This is verbatim conversation. What do you do for a living? And since I just, the job I had before this one 4 years ago was selling RVs, I told him, I sell RVs. Again, I'm trying to lie my way through it. And just let me buy my stuff and leave. Oh, yeah? How long have you been doing that? This is why I'm buying stuff. A few years. Do you own the company? I'm not kidding. It's stuff like this. This is not a one-off. Every single time I stop in the gas station, that's what it is. Am I a bad person? You know what? I'm taking your calls on this. 877-377-4373. Federal agent? Am I, and this is acceptable, you're welcome to insult me. Am I just antisocial and a bad person? What, Michael? Well, that's not very nice, Michael. Michael says he just comes from a place where people are nicer. You saying I'm not nice? You think whatever culture he is just different than mine? These are personal questions. You don't ask people these questions. Oh, and something else. Now I'm really mad at the guy because guess what else he did? I stop in the gas station every day. Every day I will stop in a gas station. Why? Gas stations are fantastic. I had somebody just ask me recently, why? Why? Why do you stop at a gas station? Why wouldn't I stop in a gas station? I need gas right there at the gas station. If I want some Cheetos, gas station. If I need antifreeze, gas station. If I need, maybe let's go back to the crappy little food section. Bet you money I'm going to find Kraft mac and cheese, gas station. Need some Bud Heavies, gas station. Feel like going to home to burn a heater? Don't do that. Gas station. What, Michael? What do you mean that? I know not all gas stations have that, but here in Texas, it's even worse. And I know different states have different mega gas stations. Here in Texas, you want a switchblade? I don't mean they're hidden behind the counter. There's a display in the gas station. Feel like some brass knuckles? Gas station. Maybe you smoke a bunch of the devil's lettuce. Oh, you can get some stuff to buy that in the gas station. It's like a playground. Why would I avoid the gas station? All right. Never. I'll get back. 877-377-4373. Jesse, what's your opinion on Joseph McCarthy then and now? Well, there's no then for me. I'm 41, not 81, so I wasn't alive when he was doing his thing. Joseph McCarthy. Well, look, I'm not going to stand here and act like Joseph McCarthy was some saint and wonderful human being, but for those who don't understand, here was the situation. Joseph McCarthy, this is during the Cold War. Joseph McCarthy got very, very, very loud about the fact that we have communist subversives. They were mainly from the Soviet Union back then, infiltrating America. He said they are infiltrating journalism. They're all throughout journalism. He said they're infiltrating Hollywood. They're taking over entertainment. That's what he said. He said they're infiltrating education. That's what he said. Okay, so let me see if I have this right. Back when we had a chance at stopping the communist subversives from taking over every single cultural institution, a United States senator stepped up and warned that we are watching journalism disappear. We're watching Hollywood disappear. We're watching academia disappear. He also warned about the various communist subversives within the administrative state. Okay, so administrative state, journalism, media, education. Man, what a crazy nutball that guy was, right? Everyone knows those four institutions are on the up and up. Definitely did not get infiltrated by communists. Joseph McCarthy was absolutely correct. Here's a problem we have in America. Well, it's a couple. There are a couple things. Couple aspects to this problem. He launched immediately investigations and hearings and commissions and things like that to try to root this communism out. And it should be noted, he found multiple Soviet spies throughout our country. Soviets had sent them here or recruited them here, and they were here trying to bring America to its knees. But Americans, the idea of freedom, we love it, understandably, as we should, but we also don't fully grasp what it takes to keep it. So when you start dragging people in front of hearings and interrogating them about people they work with or things they've bought or something like that, when you start doing that to people, Americans look at that and they recoil. Plus, when you do have a bunch of communist journalists and communists throughout the country, they will make that look like you're doing something absolutely outrageous. But here's the thing about freedom. And we've talked about this before. Freedom is not something you observe by practicing it. If somebody wants to take your freedom away from you, you must infringe on theirs to make sure they don't. For instance, maybe you're a live and let live person. I would certainly consider myself that. I don't want to bug my neighbor. I don't want to bug my coworker. I don't care what you do. I don't care. So that's my general philosophy. But if I go home tonight, kiss the wife, kids, maybe they're all tired and going to bed. Maybe I sit down, pour myself a Jim Beam, turn on a documentary, and I look over just in time to see some madman shattering the glass in my front door and attempting to storm through my home. What should I do? Tell you what, we'll finish that thought, then I'll get to your calls here in just one moment. Before we get to that, woke up this morning, rolled over, opened up the weather app, and guess what I saw? Yet another alert. Opened up the alert. Oh, it turns out virtually every kind of thing that would make your allergies go crazy, they're going nuts right now in Houston. They tried to explain it as some sort of a combination of the drought or whatever the case may be. Get yourself an Eden Pure Thunderstorm if you suffer from allergies. You know that I took my over-the-counter allergy medication and I threw it in the garbage because of these things. I keep one where I sleep. I don't wake up anymore with those tears coming down the sides of my face. I keep one in the living area. I keep one in the kitchen. To be frank, Eden Pure was cool enough. They sent us three for the office, mainly because Michael and Chris stink. But we now have an office that smells great, even though there's nobody here to clean the thing. They have a three-pack for sale for my listeners. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Is my local gas station attendant running some sort of a foreign operation against me? We have to dig into these things tonight. But I need to finish the Joseph McCarthy stuff here in a second. What happened, though? Joseph McCarthy, he did these hearings, found a bunch of stuff. We did find out the Soviets were here, the communists were here. There was this loud outcry, mainly because of all the communists in journalism in Hollywood. And now, what do you know about Joseph McCarthy now? Or what do you hear about Joseph McCarthy now? You hear about this wingnut, anti-American scumbag, this guy infringed on freedoms. We don't know what freedom is. If someone tries to break down the door to my home tonight and come into my home to harm me or my family, I can't live and let live my way out of that. If I want my family to remain safe, free from harm, I'm going to pull out a gun and I'm going to kill him quickly, without hesitation. I'm going to kill him. Then I'll call the cops and they'll come pick his body up off the floor and chuck him in the back of a van, and then I'll go back to sleep. Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. We should be extremely aggressive rooting communists out of every single institution in this country. We should acknowledge who and what they are. We should acknowledge we cannot coexist together, and their presence here will bring America to its knees. If we can't use aggressive action against them, then we've already lost and we may as well give it up. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. They want in. They want in, and once they get in, they want to hurt you. There is no laissez-faire, live and let live your way out of that situation. You stop the hordes from coming over or through the gate, or you're finished. The truth is, Joe McCarthy didn't go near far enough. And yet today he's vilified as some anti-American scumbag. Kelvin, in Denver, is my gas station guy running a foreign operation on me? And if so, why?
Jesse Kelly, man, I think you're reading too much into it, because I find myself doing the same thing. I work for a rideshare company, and sometimes I'll pick up people that are of a higher class than me, and you know what? I'll get curious because, hey, look, if you want to be rich, you got to do what rich people do. And you probably rolled up in your Maserati or your Bugatti one day with a dime on your side, and he wants that. Or he's a spy.
I don't look, Kelvin, okay, that's fair. One, there's no way in the world I would ever be able to fold myself in a Maserati or drive anything like that. And two, I don't think I give off the rich guy vibes. That's definitely not what I have. The time I'm dressed like a bum. That can't be it. Johnny in Jersey, what's wrong with my gas station attendant?
Your gas station attendant is lonely and he wants some company. And he just wants to have a little conversation with a gentleman who came in to get some gas and buy some salt and vinegar potato chips to go with his Gatorade.
Ooh.
He's not trying to spy on you, Jesse.
He'd be already... Oh, dang it. I feel like a paranoid freak. All these people, there. Nobody here is advocating for my side. All these people are so nice. Howard in Virginia, go.
Hi, Jesse. Okay, he is a Amway person, and you always go for the successful people.
He has no idea who I am, let alone if I'm successful. He doesn't know if I'm a total dirtball. Michael in Jersey, go.
Yeah, he's being too nosy, Jesse. And please hit me with the machine gun, Mr. Oh, Kelly.
It's time to let it in. All right, Michael, you actually did have a political point. Go real quick, boss.
Excuse me?
All right, he already turned the radio back up. Franco, Texas, go.
Yeah, no, I'm on your side. I think giving too much information is OPSEC. I mean, I used to go to a gas station early in the morning every day, just get my morning coffee. And I'm a social butterfly, so I don't mind talking to people. But the cashier is the same guy. He kept noticing me. And it got to a point where he just started having the small talk, and it just increased from there. And I just stopped going. I'm like, I can't have this every morning. Like, that's not for me.
I don't disagree. And look, you can look. Maybe I do. Maybe I read too much of the news. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I read the wrong books. I don't know what it is. I'll tell you something else I do. This is just a habit. Gosh, I'm going to sound like such a paranoid freak. It's fine. You can yell at me. 877-377-4373. You know, I will not pull in my driveway if there's a car behind me on the road. Doesn't matter what it is. I will just simply keep driving. I will just simply keep driving. Now, am I a paranoid freak? Maybe. But it's just one of those things I've learned. I try to stay abreast. That's such a great word. I try to stay abreast of all the latest criminal trends in the country. And my cop buddies tell me these home invasions where people follow cars into garages and then invade your home, they're very, very common now. Because why? What do you do when you pull in the garage? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with me. What do you do when you pull in the garage? Are you checking the rearview mirror? Are you checking everything? Of course not. The doors are already unlocked. You're taking your glasses off, hanging this here. You're grabbing your stuff out of the side thing. You're doing anything and everything but paying attention. Now, I don't pull in my driveway if someone's behind me. I will never do it. Never. I don't care if I recognize the neighbor's car. I still just keep on driving. I'll just cruise on down. You know what I do, Michael? I turn on the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's like time just stand still. 877-377-4373. Before I forget, thank you to everybody who emailed in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can email me anything, but thank you for everyone who emailed in after we had Frank Siller with Tunnel to Towers on. We had Frank on last week, and it's one thing for me to sit here and talk about how wonderful and genuine these Tunnel to Towers people are and what their mission is and how they're helping widows and orphans. That's one thing. It's one thing. It's another thing entirely for you to hear it from the man himself. Does that sound like a genuine human being who intends to spend every waking moment the rest of his life helping people? I mean, you could hear it. You could feel it through the radio. I know I could. I was listening on the same speakers you were. They ask for $11 a month. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up. Just sign up to give a recurring donation. You'll never have to think about it again. You won't even notice it. T2T.org. $11 a month. We can do this. All right. Sue, North Carolina, go.
Yes, Jesse. Do you think King Charles will be a good king? And do you think he will consider reparations?
Who cares? I have no idea whether that idiot's going to be a king. I don't care about King Charles. Okay, you know what? Who cares is probably too harsh, because Sue cared. I don't know about all this idiotic reparation stuff. We don't do reparations. But King Charles, the monarchy itself, I don't care if he's a saint. I don't care about the monarchy at all. I guess I'm in the minority in this country. The royals are getting married. Who gives a crap? It's some foreigners having a wedding. What does that matter to me? That we don't need to worry about that here in America. We fought a revolution, so we didn't have to worry about that garbage anymore. All right, quit. We'll get back to those about my federal operative gas station attendant. We have an email roundup, but right away next, I've been teasing it. I'm sorry. We're going to get to these subpoenas for Trump people. What's happening? Why? I'll talk about it in a second.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.